There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
A priest in the church stands up and asks the congregation, who would love to come to heaven? And everybody raises the hand. Then the priest asks another question, who would love to come to heaven today? So there is no taker, not a single taker. That's why the saying goes that everybody wishes to enter the kingdom of heaven, but nobody wants to die. The price to enter the heaven, nobody wants to pay. It also means that for anything worthwhile to achieve in life, you have to work hard. Without that, it's not possible. If you want to achieve a very powerful stage in life, you have to go through all the ups and downs. People mistreat you, people insult you. Everything seems unfair. But you become stronger and stronger only when you go through all the ups and downs of life. To know the theory part is one thing, but to experience that oneself is something that makes you strong and bold. Spirituality is the path of the brave, not cowards. So there's a beautiful story, as we were discussing yesterday about Narada. There's yet another story attached with him. The Lord of Death, Dharmaraj, tells Narada that there is one seat vacant in heaven and it's a very rare opportunity. Go and find out if anybody wants to come to heaven. So this Narada is extremely happy and he thinks that many people would be ready to enter heaven. So he goes to a student in a college and he tells that student, have you heard that there is one seat vacant? The students ask, where? In theater?
This movie.
So he's interested in vacant seat in the theater. Then Narada goes to a businessman and he tells him, there is one seat vacant in heaven. Would you like to come? So the businessman says, I can come, provided that you can open a shop between hell and heaven so that I can sell my products. Because the traffic is much on that road. So I want a shop in between hell and heaven. Then only I would be ready to come. Otherwise, no. Narada is disillusioned seeing such responses. Then he goes to officer. The officer is corrupt. So Narada tells him this proposal. That there is one seat vacant in heaven. Would you like to come? The officer says, here also my salary is less. And I survive just because of bribes. Will I get bribe in heaven? If yes, then only I'll come, otherwise I'll not. Then Narada goes to a dying woman. She is dying and she is, oh God, take me away. I want salvation. She is in pain, in suffering. Her disease is chronic. So she is given this offer. Would you like to come in heaven? There's one seat vacant. She's so happy to hear that. Really? One seat is vacant? But I have many other things to do here. Let me finish those things, then I will think of coming. I have to attend my grandson's marriage. Let me see my grandson getting married with my own eyes. Then I would think of coming to heaven. So Narada is frustrated. Ultimately, he thinks that these human beings are not ready to come. Let me go to animals. So there is an ant jumping in the filth. So he asks ant, would you like to come to heaven? The ant says, I am used to live in filth. Is there any filth, any mud in heaven? Narada says, no. Then that ant says, I will not come. Go away. So in this way it is shown that Narada is moving from to different places on earth. But nobody is willing to come. Though everybody is immediately happy after listening to this news. But when they are told, would you like to come? They postpone it. They avoid it. Or they find out some or other excuse or pretext. So Narada goes back and informs Dharmaraja that not a single soul of hell is ready to come here. So at last, Dharmaraja calls all the residents of the hell and says that now I am going to settle your accounts and decide where you will go. Then everybody starts repenting, but it's too late. So that's the end of the story. What is the moral of the story? Be ready. Okay, what else? What is the moral of the story? These all people are attached. And they don't want to get rid of their attachments. We are attached to so many things of this world. And the attachment is very subtle. We can't even see our attachments. They are so deep. Very deep. That's why Baba says the final food paper would be freedom from attachment. Smriti Swarup. You are the very aware embodiment of awareness and you are totally detached. Free from all attachments. That is the final paper of 1 second. Attachment brings pain and yet you don't want to give it up. Just as a horse is there and the horse loves to eat those tender leaves, but the tree has got thorns. The thorns are pricking them at the mouth of the horse, yet the taste of the leaves is such that even though there is a pain, the horse doesn't want to give it up. Other way around, there is a dog. He catches hold of a dry bone. Now there is nothing in the bone, but the dog is ready to fight with other dogs for that bone. And the dog starts chewing that dry bone. He enjoys it. The dog thinks that there is a pleasure in the bone, but there is no pleasure in the bone. In fact, because of chewing, there is a oozing of blood. And the dog is tasting his own blood and thinking that the taste is coming from the bone. That's why he is not ready to share the bone with his friends or enemies. So attachment is just like that. We are attached. And this attachment is giving us immeasurable pain. And there is a just small amount of happiness. Maybe 10% happiness, but associated with 90% pain. For that 10% happiness, we are ready to accept this 90% pain. That's attachment. So how to get rid of this attachment? That's so many Murlis, so many things are there about this. But the process of detachment should happen naturally. Then only it is permanent. Otherwise, if you try to get away from somebody or something forcibly, it will get suppressed and one day it will arise like a tsunami. Detachment is the process of understanding, not separation. You have to understand your deeper attachments. Then only you can think of getting rid of them. It should come so naturally, just as a child is there and the child is playing with toys. When the child grows up, automatically the child is no more interested in dolls. So detachment is the process of blossoming into maturity. It is not the process of creating hatred for something which you want to get rid of. It's the process of maturing into a higher understanding. Detachment is the process of maturing into higher understanding, where the things which you are attached to, they become small. You become big, things become small. That is detachment. Things become waste to you and you have become bigger. You are here, the thing is here. Now you don't find much joy in that. Just as Amritvela has become natural. Why? Why it has become natural? Because you have achieved something. You have found out something. Something new, something novel, something pleasing, something exhilarating than what it was before. So that small has fallen, just as dry leaves of the tree. What happens? They fall down. Otherwise, it's tough to pluck fruit or leaf. Once it becomes dry, it falls on its own. So, the attachment should dry off. Then they will fall down on their own. You enter into the realm of new understanding, higher understanding. You get something bigger. A child is offered two laddus, one small, one big. Which he will take? Bigger. A clever one will take both, but so you cannot say that he has given up, he has done tyag of the smaller one. No, he has got the big. So when you get big, God, you give up the world which is so small. Before, the experiences of soul, the experiences of body or very little. But have we really experienced soul? Had it been so, we would have given up body consciousness. So the reality is that we are far, far away from soul. We know what is soul. We teach others what is soul. We know the anatomy and the physiology of soul. Also some part of biochemistry. But have we experienced it? That's the question. The soul comes to the center. Baba said in one of the Murlis, if a guest comes to you, you give him water. So he feels happy. So if a newcomer comes to your center, and if you give introduction of the father, it is like giving him water. But if you give him 7-day course, it is like giving him Brahma Bhojan. And along with 7-day course, if you give him experience, it is like offering him water plus Brahma Bhojan plus some gift. We had made, I think in the same group, list of attachments many years back. Huge number of attachments. We are attached to so many things. Appreciation. If somebody praises you, we get attached. One another important thing, a very deep thing to understand is, this is the person. What is attachment really? This is a person and these are objects. These are persons. So this man is attached to what? The attachment, is it really to the objects, the world, the paraphernalia of this world, the things of this world? This is not good. Let me drop better one. This is better. So this man is attached to, this is son, this is daughter, husband, wife, parents, home, money, relationships, career, job, so business, desire, so many things. So now, a very deep to understand is, we say, you are attached to this, give up that. That's not good. Okay, so you give up something, but then you get attached to something. Stop eating food from outside, that is not good. Okay, eat from what is there in the yajna. You start getting attached here then. So one attachment is gone, you get attached to another. There is just the transition. You are given up something, but now you are attached to something. Like there is a man who fears ghosts. And every day he has to go pass through a graveyard. And he fears there is a ghost, there is a ghost. So he meets a saint, and the saint gives him a talisman that is known as, what is it, it's known in English. So some gadget, amulet. So the saint gives him amulet and says, if you wear this amulet, no ghost will ever come to near you. So the man is wearing that amulet, but every now and then he sees the amulet is there or not there, there or not there, there or not there. Now he is fearful that nobody should steal this. Earlier there was a fear of ghosts. Now the fear of the ghost is replaced by fear of getting amulet stolen. Now there is a fear of thieves. So in night he wakes up so many times and sees, oh, it's there, it's there, it's there. So it is just, the basic thing is still there. Only there is a change with little satisfaction that you have got rid of that earlier one. Earlier you were attached to alcohol, now you are attached to smoking. So what is the one thing? Why we are attached? Because that thing gives me pleasure. That's why I am attached. So it is not the attachment to things. It is the attachment to pleasure. And that pleasure is felt as sensations all over the body. So basically, it is the attachment to the sensations which are produced on the body. So all things are out now. So you don't have to work on things. You have to work on what? The sensations which are coming on the body. Sometimes they are pleasant, sometimes they are unpleasant. So we get attached to the pleasant and we develop detachment for the unpleasant. If you can watch the sensations all over the body, sit, close your eyes and watch whatever is going on the body. That is impermanent, temporary. So you don't have to work on things and persons and objects or eatables. That is creating happiness, and the happiness is felt as pleasure, as sensations. So develop detachment for sensations which are on the body. Rather than working on getting detached from daughter, son, husband, wife, it has nothing to do. The deep philosophy is about attachment to the sensation, not attachment to these persons. So if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven and there is a one seat vacant, Baba says, get rid of attachment. So you have to watch the sensations as a detached observer. Otherwise, the list of attachment is very big. Attachment to animals, bhakti, body, comforts, cards, comb, degree, decoration, dress, eatables, emotions, fashion, furniture, games, gossips, home, information, internet, jokes, fame, letters, emails, mother tongue, mobile, mirror, nation, ornaments, viewpoints, profession, position, places, persons, photos, politics, qualification, relationships, regards, sleep, record breaking, competition, rings, specialties, status, speaking, sightseeing, style, social media, sanskar, shopping, shoes, sustenance, superstitions, TV, toli, utensils. Mothers are highly attached. If she doesn't find one spoon, she is restless. There is no yoga that day, unless and until I get that spoon back. Victory, vices, vehicle. You have vehicle, but you want another better one. Wealth, weather, watch, medical care, literature, entertainment, song, music, research, desire, career, function, news, festival, celebration, debates, discussion, ritual, customs, picnics, happiness, show-off, cinema, serials, gifts, yadga, memorials, astronomical, astrology, science. The list is endless. You have to find out your own attachments. And these all things, actually, we are not attached to. They create sensation of pleasure. So we are attached to that sensation of pleasure. We are not attached to particular thing which we eat. That eatable, that gives taste, and taste is a pleasure. So we are attached to that pleasure. So the basic thread is this: get rid of this pleasure sensation. See it as a detached observer, and automatically you blossom into detachment. So there is one seat vacant, so you can do your booking. Last date has yet not come, or it has already come and gone. Still there are some seats vacant. Om Shanti.